We're going to talk a little bit of NBA now, as earlier we talked NHL free agency. Joining me is Mike Vorkunov from The Athletic as well. He's a national NBA reporter. I've had him on before, and I know we haven't really talked anything outside of Isaiah Hartenstein, but there's plenty that has gone on in these last couple of days. Let's welcome in Mike. What's up, Mike? How are you?
How's it going?
Good, good, good. Obviously, here in New York, we're in the middle of baseball season. The Mets just won a crazy game and extra innings, and the Yankees are off. So, you know, we're doing that talk, but can't ignore the NBA free agency. The talk of the town is Isaiah Hartenstein. Some Knicks fans are mad. They feel like, you know, he's a piece to the championship. They were supposed to run it back. They're like, how could he take more money to go play for OKC? And what I've been on the record saying is it's a lot more money in less time. And OKC is a number one seed in the West. It's not like he's going to some bums. And you could only offer him so much. He made the right decision, and the writing was on the wall. What do you think about Isaiah Hartenstein getting his big payday and joining the Thunder?
Yeah, I mean, I get why Knicks fans would be angry about him leaving or sad about him leaving, but I don't think you can hate on him taking the contract that he did. He's getting $60 million over the first 2 years of that deal. The most Knicks could offer him was $72.5 million over 4 years. You know, even if everything goes bad, he gets $60 million over the first 2 years, and then he gets to hit free agency again.
Yep.
I think it's an easy one, and not to mention the taxes in Oklahoma are probably a lot cheaper or a lot lighter than it is in New York.
For sure. For sure. Well, moving on from him, right, I think a lot of Knicks fans saw the Mikal Bridges trade about a week ago and the OG Anunoby deal a couple days ago, and they were already saying, all right, that's it. This is a championship team. We're right there with the Celtics. We're going to the finals, Eastern Conference Finals. I was on Saturday, and I was like, you guys got to pump your brakes a little bit. Like, it was a cool story and a great run, and the Villanova Knicks getting their final Infinity Stone, collecting all seven Dragon Balls, whatever, that's cool. But, like, other teams are good, too. Like, the Celtics are ridiculous. They just shored up their guys, and I don't expect them to compete, or I don't expect them to repeat, but I expect them to compete, and they're the champs until they get knocked off. And then when you look at the Sixers adding Paul George and then re-ing up some of their guys, bringing back, obviously, Maxey with $200 million, I think, four-year max contract, and then Kelly Oubre and adding Andre Drummond back to the fold. Like, they're trying to be right there with the Celtics if Embiid is healthy. So what do you think about the Paul George move? I know he's 34, but I think, I mean, he's definitely an upgrade over Tobias Harris and Nick Batum and the guys they've had.
I mean, he's the best teammate that Joel Embiid has ever had.
Over Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
over
if
Ben
you look
Simmons?
At it.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, Jimmy Butler, he had him for half a year. He was really good, obviously, but I mean, if you look at it by advanced metrics, by conventional numbers, like, Paul George has had, I think he's been better over the course of his career, and now he gets him at a time when he has Tyrese Maxey, too, and that's a really big, you know, trio to build around, and we'll see if Philly can get more players around there. Re-signing Kelly Oubre, obviously a very good start. I thought he was pretty good in the playoffs against the Knicks, and, you know, it's going to be a loaded Eastern Conference with Boston, with the Knicks. Who knows what Milwaukee does if they can kind of figure things out with Lillard and Giannis, but it's going to be a whole lot tougher than it was this past year.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I mean, I hear people talking about, oh, the Knicks are a top three team. Oh, wait, no, the Knicks are a top five team in the NBA. I'm like, okay, maybe. But the West, I look at the West this year. Obviously, you have Alex Caruso going to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and now they get Iheart. They were already the number one seed. I think they can run it back and have the best record in the West again, and now with the playoff experience they had, you know, take a step forward. Obviously, Caruso is a champion, and Iheart just, you know, made it to the second round. But when I look at the West and the moves that have been made in the West, right, everybody's talking about Klay Thompson joining the Mavs, who obviously got to the finals and they didn't have enough. Klay is cooked. What do you think about Klay getting this money? And there's so much talk about, oh, the Warriors disrespected him. And then I'm glad so many people countered to say the Warriors can't disrespect Klay Thompson. They paid him while he was hurt. He had an Achilles injury and then followed that up with an ACL injury. Like, there's no disrespect there. It was time to move on.
I mean, I don't think, you know, it's like the disrespect thing is hard to figure out just because it's hard anytime that there's an aging star, right? Like, I feel like that very rarely ends well for the star, for the team. There's always some kind of acrimonious breakup because, you know, they expect to be treated in a different way, in a way closer to that, what they have been that whole career. But I don't think he's cooked, though. I mean, he still shot 39% on 9 threes a game last year. I think he can still score. He's still got so much gravity to him that he just, you can't leave him open, which creates seams in the other parts of the offense. I think he's going to be an interesting fit in Dallas with Luka and Kyrie being able to create so much that he's either going to, you know, get a lot of good looks himself or open up kind of pathways through defense for everybody else.
Yeah, we're on the phone with Mike Vorkunov. We're talking NBA as NBA free agency. Another NBA summer is upon us. You know, LeBron, they said LeBron, the first person he called was Klay. So what do you think about Klay choosing Kyrie over LeBron?
You know, it's, hey, which team's better? I'd say Dallas is probably right. Likely to be better next year, right? Not for to sure. Mention, I think Dallas could offer him more money than LA could. So it kind of makes sense. Why go to the worst team for less money?
Here's another thing I had in my notes, because I saw a lot of Knicks fans once Isaiah Hartenstein departed earlier today. They're like, they got to get Goga. They got to get Goga. They got to get Goga. And free agent center Goga Bidadze, I can't pronounce his last name, Bidadze, is returning to the Orlando Magic on a 3-year deal. And then also, when we look at these centers, I mentioned Drummond to the Sixers, Plumlee to the Suns, Valanciunas to the Wizards, Nick Claxton staying with the Nets. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody else in this free agent center class. The big men are important, but I feel like they are not primary as far as winning a championship. I feel like the Knicks can continue on and they can either find a replacement or develop somebody else, but I think the big names are off the board.
I feel like the Knicks rely on big more than a lot of teams just because Tom Thibodeau values 48 minutes of rim protection so much. That's why the Hartenstein-Mitchell Robinson combination was so important for them, right? They could throw out two huge seven-footers who protect the rim, who can rebound really well so they can hit the offensive glass, and that was such a big part of their identity. But, yeah, I mean, you see it around the league now. The best teams have bigs who can switch out, who can protect the rim and switch out onto the perimeter. And if you're not one of those guys, you're not going to get paid a lot of money, right? Like, that's why Jonas Valanciunas only got $10 million a year. This week in free agency, and where someone like Isaiah Hartenstein, who's shown that he can be multidimensional, gets a lot more. So I think the Knicks still need a center. I think they still need a backup big man behind Mitchell Robinson, just because of one, the strategy of how they use big, and two, because Robinson's just not reliable. And so I'm kind of curious where they go, because there's not a lot of depth to the center market.
Yeah, Drew Eubanks to the Utah Jazz. Also saw Jalen Smith took a contract with the Chicago Bulls. Speaking of the Chicago Bulls, obviously they are changing things now. Rumors that they want to trade Lonzo Ball. They want to trade LaVine. But also there were some rumors that DeMar DeRozan was upset about the Caruso trade, and he wants out. And him being an L.A. guy, I just saw him at the Kendrick Lamar show. What do you think about him going to be a Laker now next? I think that's where everybody's pointing to.
I think he was talking about how he almost went there the last time he was a free agent too, and obviously he's from L.A., so he's got that clutch. I think he's talked openly about how he wants to play for the Lakers too. It's all about making the money work, right? Like, I think he's making about $27 million on his last contract, $29 million on his last contract with the Bulls. I don't know if he'll be able to get that much again this time around. But if he feels like he's comfortable with what the money is, I think he'd be a great fit in L.A., with whether it's the Clippers or the Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers definitely aren't going to match the Boston Celtics with the most championships in NBA history this year, drafting Bronny James. And I just had to slip that in there. All right, last question for you. Jason Tatum from the Celtics, a record-breaking deal, $314 million. Oh, my glob, that's so much money. Derek White, a 4-year, $126 million contract. They are running it back. But you know who's not running it back? The Celtics ownership group. They said, oh, this is too much money. We're paying these basketball players. We want our chip. We're out of here. Team's up for sale.
I mean, they bought the team for $360 million 22 years ago. That's a pretty good return if they want to cash out.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, they might get over $5 billion for that team.
And yeah, of course they will. LeBron might be in on it. Isn't LeBron a part of the ownership group for the Fenway Sports Group? I think LeBron is.
Yeah, he's like a limited partner in Fenway Sports Group, but I think he's far enough removed where even if they bought the Celtics, he wouldn't have anything to do with it. And he can't, by the NBA rules, you know, players, while they're still playing, can't be a part of the ownership group.
Yeah, well, I wish them no luck, but we'll see what they end up doing. What do you think, last but not least, about the Brooklyn Nets and this Mikal Bridges trade? Now, I'll let you know, I am a miserable New Jersey Nets fan. I've had so many issues with them from childhood to being an adult, from them leaving my home state to them trying to rebrand and forget about my home state to trying to take a shortcut and jump the line and, you know, watching the Celtics win. They had played a hand in that, or, you know, they played a part in that. They had a hand in that. To now, not thinking they would ever trade Mikal Bridges with the New York Knicks because it had been since 1983 since those two teams had done a deal, and there's so much pride involved, the crosstown rivalry. But, man, when I was in here and I saw that they got Mikal Bridges and what they got for him in a return, like, you saw what they got for DeJounte Murray, what the deal for DeJounte Murray was compared to Mikal Bridges. What are your thoughts? I think the Nets won, and I'm so happy as a fan. I don't care if they tank and they're trying to get Cooper Flagg. I don't care if they lose 100 games next year. They're not even going to play 100. But if they lose 100, I won't lose any sleep. I think it was one of the best moves Sean Marks has ever made, getting that return for Mikal Bridges. And I'll say this before I let you go, because these Knicks fans got it confused. Us Nets fans, at first, the first half of the season that he played, we were like, yeah, great. KD replacement, an Iron Man. He's going to play every night. Watching him in this past year, I think every Nets fan was over it. He was not who we thought he was. And once they passed the trade deadline and they passed on what the Rockets wanted to give up for him, we were all like, yo, what are we doing? And so to see the return that they were able to get from the Knicks, I think Sean Marks cooked, because there's no way that a guy that's never been an all-star, that's a third option in our eyes, what we saw out of him, maybe he was just that disinterested. Maybe he just wanted to go to Chipotle. Maybe he just wanted to be with his Villanova buddies that bad that he couldn't ball out and help the team. Most Nets fans are ecstatic over the trade of Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks.
I mean, they should be. The return that they got is, it's a lot. I mean, it's probably the most ever for non-All-Star, right?
And it's not done yet. And they're still got to add and change some things. Yep, go on.
And I mean, they got all that. They also use that as a way to get their own picks back, which means they can tank, right? Which means they can be bad and actually benefit from it.
Yes.
And I think the situation is probably that Mikal Bridges was never going to be as good for the Nets as he would be on a good team, right? Like, just because of his skill set, what he does well, what he doesn't do well, like, he's not going to be the top offensive option on a really good team. Whereas if he goes to the Knicks, he can just fit in so seamlessly, but it's still a lot for the Knicks to give up. And it doesn't mean it's all going to go well. And now they've lost that bank of picks that they, you could go out there and get a star for. And they're kind of betting on vibes a little bit with all the Villanova guys. It's definitely interesting. It's a big bet that they made, but I think for Brooklyn, it was probably the right move.
Yeah, 100% was. And I know a lot of Knicks fans are trying to say, oh, yeah, you guys thought Mikal Bridges. Like, yeah, we thought in 2023. Like, in 2024, we were done with him. And to get that return, I don't care that it's the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are in win-now mode. The Brooklyn Nets are in, we'll see if you win now, but the future belongs to us. Mike, you're the man. Thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate you taking the time out. That's all I've got.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Anytime, man.
That's Mike Vorkino from The Athletic.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.